Hello everyone, this is Danielle Albrecht, the independent educator, with another edition of My Thoughts on Education. This time I am using a quote from a cousin's son that came up, and I'll explain how that all came to be. And I'm going to kind of use it as my platform for inspiring us while we are doing remote learning, and that we should kind of keep in the front of our mind as we go through this process. So the backstory is my side of the family, my Albrecht side of the family, we get together every 5 years for a family reunion. And so therefore, every 5 years, I get to see some cousins that live in other states, and otherwise we don't typically see one another. And so one of my cousins that's younger than I am has a son named Vince, who is in eighth grade, and I happen to have a lot of nieces in eighth grade, and it's kind of fun to see all of them around the same age hang out. And so I've seen Vince at the last two family reunions, and I've been lucky enough to do some adventures with him. This year we went on a long hike, and he kind of got separated with me and another cousin, so he went on an ultra long hike with the two of us. And then we've done whitewater rafting together. So I'm sharing this experience because, you know, it's given you some context of how I know this young boy. And more importantly, I know his mom and dad, and have had some great experiences with them as well. And they come from a great family as well. So the Vince recently won his local Geography Bee. And of course I teach geography, so that caught my eye, and I certainly got excited that he had done so well in this, and read an article that appeared in the local newspaper about how he'd be able to advance to the state level because of his performance. And in the article, he was interviewed, and he had a lot of great things to say. One of his quotes was that I'm okay at everything. I'm not good at everything, at anything specifically, but I'm okay at everything. And I love that self-assessment from a kid, that sometimes, you know, they think they're amazing at everything, but he seemed very humbled in his approach to the event. But the quote I'm going to use, and again, this is what I want you guys to think about as we commit to online education in the next few weeks, months, the unknown, is the following quote. When asked how he thinks he'll do at the state level, he responded, you know, I don't know, because I'm confident, but other kids are really good. But the quote that stood out to me was the following. He said that the work you put in to win or try to succeed, that is how much you get out of it. And I think that is just exactly what we need to remember as we're moving to this online platform, both for students and teachers, and even parents, as they're starting to help out in this whole facilitation of learning, is that ultimately the better lessons, the more time we put into it, as teachers, the more creative we get, the more interactive we can get with it, the more we can really try to use this as a unique opportunity, the better. Likewise, if kids just, you know, go through the motions and try to just get it done so they can go out and play, that won't work either. And so I'm trying to be really consistent with the lessons I'm doing. I'm doing a lot of short lessons so kids can kind of go through what they can. I'm asking them to do 5 to 7 mini lessons this week. And for the first week, none of them are graded. But like my last episode talked about, I'm asking students to review. And so some of my students have already done that and sent their first assignment to me. I've also created a lot of discussion board opportunities as mini assignments so that they're connecting with news and thinking about how that applies to our curriculum. So those little units, those little assignments don't take too long, but it keeps them engaged. I didn't want them to sit down and spend, you know, hours necessarily at a time doing it. given that they have a lot of other courses as well. And, you know, what we know is that typically 20-minute intervals of learning is optimal in the first place. So then to take a break and kind of refocus their efforts. So I intentionally made them pretty short things that they can do. And so far, the work I've seen from my students is exceptional, especially in the discussion boards. My students are really interacting with the current events with thoughtful replies. And you can tell that they've been thinking about it and they wanted to express their opinion. And I also have been impressed with their review work that my econ students have done, you know, kind of going through what they learned and getting prompted and correcting their own work. So I really am going to encourage my students to think of themselves as independent learners, you know, really thinking of what they need to do as they finish up. I do teach all seniors in economics, and then I have some juniors in geography as well. So I'm mindful that this is a tough time, especially for seniors, given the unknown is really hard with all of what they anticipated would be the rest of their senior year has definitely changed drastically in the last week, especially. But I want to repeat that quote again. It's just something that I've been thinking about for the last 2 days since I read this article. Again, the work you put in to win or try to succeed, that's how much you get out of it. And again, this kid just won something, but knows that the real reward isn't the medal or the distinction of that. It's really what you put into it. You already got the reward. You learned all that material. And so the amount you put in is what you get out is just such a good reminder as we kind of try to navigate this new system and try to make learning stick in new ways that many of us are uncomfortable with, given that we're so enamored with face-to-face interactions and being spontaneous and having that as kind of our go-to. And I'm one of those. I'm certainly one that, you know, I really do miss my students and miss the interactions that we're having. And all the emails that I've received thus far have said the same thing, like, oh man, I'm wishing we could have talked about this in person, and I wish we would have been in class. So again, that's just another perspective to think about, is that, you know, we have to create moments where we allow kids to put in a lot of that work, like Vin said, and so that they can get as much as they want out of it. Now, I'm not naive. I know that the students who barely did anything in the classroom will really struggle given this format because they weren't self-starters. And so this is going to be a hard thing for the students who aren't self-starters. I'm hopeful that their parents step in and help a little bit with trying to get things in, but you just don't have the same intervening opportunities to say, hey, you know, let's redirect this and make it relevant. And so, again, I'm mindful that as we start this process, we have to come up with ways to be really specific to those that lack that initiative or the intrinsic motivation to start. At the same time, I'm aware that I'm going to be very patient with all my students, that this is new for all of us, and I hope they're patient with me, as I'm sure I'll make mistakes along the way. But I'm trying to be very thoughtful that as much as possible, I'm trying to mimic what I would do in the classroom and what I would ask of them to do as independent work along the way. So I'm starting with some lectures, some note-taking, some movies, reading eventually, but I'm not just blasting them with reading right off the bat. I'm making sure that I lay the foundation first so that they can get into it. The economics portion that I want to give you today is the idea of flattening the curve and the idea that the trade-off right now, if we don't do that, if we don't stay at home and mind the warnings, and that if we keep engaging in, you know, socializing rather than social distancing, I think that we're going to see this last even longer. I'm already wondering if we waited too long, that we didn't isolate ourselves a little sooner, given what we saw happening overseas. But nothing we can do to look back. I certainly only want to look forward and think about, you know, the economic impact of all of these restaurants and all of these stores closing. At this point, I think it's worth it, given that we have to keep people healthy. And ultimately, I'm hopeful that our government can make sure that our economic downturn is mitigated as much as possible, given light of recent events. But I'm digressing a little bit on my economics portion of this. But certainly it's giving us a lot of insight on what happens with fiscal and monetary policy. And that's exactly what I'm teaching right now. So I'm excited to kind of turn that into lessons for my students. Maybe all too real right now. But again, hoping that as we go forward, this quote will inspire us. And I thank Vince for giving me some fodder to talk about in my most recent podcast. I'm excited to say this is my 20th episode of 2020 for my podcast. And I plan on talking more and sharing more as we go through. And thanks to all of you who've been supporting it. And please share with a friend that might be inspired by this, and have a great night.